Across Africa, plastic bags blemish rural and urban scenery, damage groundwater and soils, choke livestock and fish, entangle birds and threaten animals in general. They also block sewage pipes, turning them into safe havens for mosquitoes, which cause malaria. They are cheap, and people don't give a thought to throwing them away, but it takes 1,000 years for them to decompose. When they do degrade, they break into small toxic particles that contaminate water and soils. The United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, estimates that some 4 or 5 trillion plastic bags are manufactured worldwide every year, with only 1% being recycled. Now, Nigerian scientists are looking at ways to beat the scourge with biodegradable plastic bags. The work is being done at the Biotechnology Advanced Laboratory in Abuja, a part of the government's Shida Science and Technology Complex. Researchers are working to embed biodegradable starch in polymers which are used to make plastics. Next, they identify microbes that would feed on the starch and cause it to break down completely into organic material which would then be assimilated back into the soil. Professor Godwin Ogbadu is director of the Abuja-based Biotechnology Advanced Laboratory.
In this case, this microorganism we have isolated, we use that polymer as its food material. It will not dissolve it.
The Nigerian approach is not the only one. In South Africa, experts are developing plastic bags that dissolve into water and carbon dioxide in prolonged exposure to sunlight. In Mali, experts are working on using them to make paving stones. Some governments are passing laws to ban or curb the use of plastic bags. Several economies argue that restrictions would lead to unemployment and revenue loss, while others say it will save millions of barrels of oil used in producing plastic bags. They also say there may be economic gains. Dr. Shola Odusanya is Deputy Director at the Biotechnology and Genetic Engineering Laboratory, part of the Shida Science and Technology Complex. He and his colleagues are working to reduce the amount of plastic waste with a process that breaks it down into powder.
The process involves using some proprietary solvents. We want to keep that secret because this is a potentially very big commercial project. One of the important uses of this is in water repellent paint. Actually, one of our colleagues has developed paint based on this material.
Odusanya says the project will become marketable and will create new jobs. Litter bins for plastic waste will be set up nationwide and people will be recruited to search through the dumps for plastics. In some countries like Cameroon, waste management systems are inadequate and environmental laws rarely enforced. In those cases, the approach is different. An eco-friendly artist, Nerius Patrick Chiu, has recruited an army of street children. Together, they rake through foul-smelling refuse dumps for plastics, which Chiu transforms into flower jars, beds, statues and murals. For now, the bulging heaps of abandoned waste, especially plastics, remain. And so environmentalists are hoping Dr. Odusanya's project will be successful and can be used by scientists in other parts of Africa. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Tariq Edivan Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.